You know, it's fascinating to watch how artificial intelligence is evolving. We're really seeing a shift away from that early phase of unchecked innovation. Now, it's becoming this intense mix of geopolitical competition, institutional caution, and deep integration into our everyday lives.
Absolutely. And that transition really demands a lot more from us. We need heightened public awareness, alongside rigorous ethical oversight, to make sure things stay on track.
It's already playing out on the global stage. Just look at the U.S.-China AI arms race. There are serious allegations that the Chinese startup Moonshot AI improperly copied proprietary data and model architecture from Anthropic over in the U.S.
That's a significant development. It really challenges the old narrative of Chinese technological leapfrogging. Instead, it raises serious red flags about intellectual property theft and just how far nations and corporations are willing to go to secure dominance in foundational AI.
And that really drives home a critical reality for us all. AI data and code have officially become the world's most valuable, yet incredibly vulnerable, assets.
Speaking of vulnerability and caution, it's interesting to see how different sectors are responding. In stark contrast to the private sector's breakneck pace, the U.S. Army is actually deliberately scaling back its AI deployment.
Right. While the military has definitely explored AI for things like predictive maintenance, autonomous drones, and battlefield decision-making, they've realized that Silicon Valley's move fast and break things mentality just doesn't translate to combat.
Exactly. The pullback is driven by some urgent, practical concerns. We're talking about model reliability, the catastrophic potential of AI hallucinations or flawed data in life or death scenarios, and still unresolved ethical and legal questions around accountability and compliance with the laws of war.
So now, the Army's strategy is really pivoting to prioritize human oversight and foundational safety over pure technological speed. It's a much more grounded approach.
While the military hits the brakes, AI is simultaneously accelerating into other areas. We're seeing it move well beyond massive supercomputers and into the Internet of Things and edge computing.
It's amazing how ubiquitous it's becoming. Everyday devices like modern car alarms are now using sensors, pattern recognition, and automated responses. It really shows how intelligence is being quietly embedded into even the most mundane objects around us.
And that widespread integration highlights the central tension of our current AI era. How do we balance the public demand for smarter, more automated technology with the absolute imperative for safety, ethics, and trust?
It's a balancing act for sure. Ultimately, it feels like the AI industry is maturing into a period defined by fierce competition, heavy regulatory scrutiny, and deep societal integration.
Precisely. The strategic decisions being made right now by corporations, governments, and military institutions will fundamentally shape the long-term relationship between humans and machines.
Which is why I really believe understanding these developments is no longer just a job for tech specialists. It's a necessity for all of us, so we can navigate this new technological landscape responsibly and with our eyes wide open.